UNF students are putting the finishing touches on the devices Tuesday afternoon. Physical therapy student Dallin Tampa is working on a sensory wall. It's a movable wall adorned with different stations for autistic kids. One station is a light maze. The students will control a moving light with a joystick.
Right, and I can show you that real quick.
Kind of like Pac-Man.
It is.
Tampa says this device will help the students recognize the connection between the light's movement and their hand controlling it. Also, decision making. The reward when the maze is completed.
Ooh.
You get the nice pretty little Christmas lights at the end.
The whole thing lights up. On the other side of the wall, there are cubbies with different textures inside them. And
that's a bell.
A soundboard. The UNF students also built a smart cane for visually impaired students at Atlantic Coast, which school administrator Emily Bradford says the high school has quite a few of.
And so one of the things I asked to go on the cane was some type of chip so that we can get data from it.
The cane uses sensors to track if the student is using the cane correctly.
That will actually help us steepen the slope of helping the student become a little bit more independent. And it'll also let us know of, do we need to increase intervention?
UNF engineering professor Juan Aceros says not only is the project helping kids with disabilities, it's transforming his engineering students.
They realize that the tools that they have, the math and the skills that they are acquiring, can actually help society, help improve the quality of life of people with disabilities, for example.
And Acero says the project will keep going since UNF recently received a $500,000 grant to continue it. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.